Blog Talk Radio.
Song kind of dates you a little bit, but what the hey, right? It's still a beautiful song. We are here and we are live here on Journey into the Light. So come on in and join us. Call on in. Our guest now, all the way from Australia, where it's already Friday around lunchtime. Lauren Daughtry is our guest. She'll be taking your phone calls. For any question, especially if you feel like your energy is stuck, like you kind of things in your life are kind of not going not so right, call on in. 347-884-8245 is the number to call on in. and we will take your call. Press the 1 on your phone. Just a quick announcement coming up in 1 hour, a one time only psychic roundtable with Angel Kuzak, who's an amazing psychic medium, but doesn't do readings on the radio. But she is this one time, and she's going to team up with her sister to do a psychic roundtable to benefit our homeless mission. So that'll be in 1 hour. We do ask if you to help with that mission and make a donation. And so anyway, it's coming up in 1 hour, so stay with us here. And we want to go now to our switchboard here, and let's go ahead and bring in our guest from Australia, Lauren Daughtry, to the show. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. How are we all doing?
We are glad you are here. So how's everything down under?
Oh, well, I'm glad to be here, too. I'm so grateful to everyone for listening and having me back again for the third week. And, well, the weather's beautiful and God's with me at the moment. Jack is with me, so I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, great. Lauren, if you would, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, and then if you want to segue into your topic, that'd be great.
Yeah, perfect. So I came from a place of depression. So who else who's listening came from a place of depression, who is feeling depressed right now? Yeah, so I'm feeling a lot of yeses at the moment, yeah. So how many of you have felt anxious? Yes, me too. I used to feel that way, not anymore. So today I'm going to show you the ways I got out of post-traumatic stress disorder and how I opened myself up to these emotions. So the topic I'm talking about today is giving yourself permission to feel all those emotions and how to move through them. So when I started these processes with allowing myself to feel these emotions, like how many of you have felt like you've suppressed emotions or don't allow yourself to feel emotions or disconnected from your loved ones or from God or from your animals, from nature, from money? Yeah, a lot of yeses. Yeah, so take a deep breath in and just breathe out. That's it. So the way that we, I've got so many strategies and techniques that I've used, which I'll share with you a couple today, of how to move through these pent-up emotions that you haven't allowed yourself to feel. So first off is breathing. So breathing in, 7 seconds in, and 7 seconds out. That's it. So nice, deep breathing. Perfect. That's it. Often when we start breathing, it allows God to flow through us and opens up those boxes that we've locked and closed with all that emotional content that we haven't been willing to feel, and either because we feel that we're going to die from feeling this emotion, or that it's just too overwhelming and, you know, it's going to destroy us. But I promise you that feeling these emotions, instead of destroying you, returns you back to God and returns that part of you that was lost in depression or anxiety or that fear or anger or whatever it is that you've suppressed down and that's coming up for you right now in this moment. So everyone take another deep breath. So we're going to give a voice to this emotion that's coming up right now. So we're going to take another deep breath in and make a voice, a sound on the way out with our breath. All right? So deep breath in. Yeah, that's it. So another one. And again. So I can feel a lot of minds starting to chatter and try to tell you it's not safe. So what we're going to do is affirm that it's safe for us to feel. So I'm going to say a statement, and I'd love if everyone could participate and say this out loud with me and say yes when I've asked you to say yes. Is then everyone willing to do that for me? Yes. Awesome. Very good. Okay. Mind, you are safe. Mind, it is safe for you to feel. Mind, it is safe for us to feel. Perfect. Inner child, it is safe for you to feel now. God is allowing us to feel, giving me permission to feel. Yes, take a deep breath in and breathe that in. So take another deep breath. So just before we head to a caller, I would like everyone to raise your vibration up and your awareness up. That's it. So connecting and opening up all your chakras and allowing God to flow through you. That's it. So take a deep breath in. Even if you're not feeling anything, just be willing and open. That's it. That's it. It's coming through, even if you can't feel it. Yeah, that's it. Take a deep breath in and breathe that in. Yeah, that's it. Breathe that in. Perfect. All right. So I'm feeling there's a caller that's having us some trouble, so I think we might go to a caller now.
Okay, so let me get that phone number out again for everybody. 347-884-8245. If you can relate to what's going on in your life with, as far as what we were just talking about here, Lauren was talking about, you have a difficulty in your life, call on in now. 347-884-8245. We'll take any caller, so we're not restricting the phone lines, never do. So let's go. We got a call here from Virginia, I believe. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Yeah, my name is Bonnie. How are you?
Hello, Bonnie.
How are you? Doing?
Good,
I'm fine. Thank you.
Is it this you from last week as well?
Yes, I believe it was
last week.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind me calling again. You know?
Oh, I love it that you're calling me back. Thank you so much for calling me back.
Oh, I'm so glad. I was thinking about your horse, Jasper.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you look at Jasper as your power animal. And if you, like in shamanic terms, if you look at Jasper as your power animal, and do you see a power animal around me?
So take a deep breath in. So first off, I'm going to get you to feel some emotions first. They're guiding me to tell you to feel some emotion first. Are you willing to feel what's coming up for you right now?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Excellent. So just take a deep breath in. And just acknowledge, what are you feeling out loud? How are you feeling?
Um, I think today I've been a bit disconcerted, you know, like my emotions have been everywhere because I've been doing multiple, well, they call it multitasking, you know, that does keep you on a roll. So I think multiple emotions today, up and down and sideways, you know, everything.
So I'm picking up you feeling very stressed at the moment too.
Yes, I am.
All right. So are you willing to feel into that stress and return it back to love?
Yes, sure. I would be happy to turn it around. Yes.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, I'm going to get you to just repeat after me. So I'm willing.
I'm willing.
To return all of my stress.
All of my stress.
Back to love.
Back to love.
Yeah, take a deep breath in. That's it. And I invite all the listeners that are listening in to participate as well. Yeah, that's it. So I am willing.
I am very willing.
Perfect. To feel all of my stress.
To feel all of my stress. Can that include all the physical aspects of my stress, you know?
Yes, anything that causes you stress, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, I don't know, anything, everything and anything, let it go. So we're going to take a deep breath in and make a noise on the way out, okay?
Okay.
So breathe in. Then again.
On the roller coaster, right?
Yeah,
when you're on the
exactly.
roller coaster, you come down and you make noise.
Exactly. So can you feel that anxiety starting to, and that stress starting to well up in your chest?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you willing to embrace the fear?
The fear?
Of this anxiety.
The anxiety, yeah. Yes, I will do that.
So say yes.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Take a deep breath in and breathe that in.
Okay.
And breathe out.
Okay.
All right. So we're just going to sit with this fear and this anxiety. So tell me, tap into your higher self and ask, what are you frightened of? If you embrace this fear,
I just had a like a flashback of something since I talked to you last week.
Yeah.
From the time I talked to you, mostly through the weekend last weekend, I was really angry, and I just didn't know why I was angry. You know, everything was making me angry, and I'm not normally an angry person. Did that have something to do with clearing, like with the clearing you did last week?
Yeah, so anger is just another emotion. We are all connected to all emotions and all energies. We are all energies. And a lot of people have a lot of judgments about anger and that anger is a bad emotion and energy to feel. But there is a lot of – when anger is used to set you free, it is the most – magical, amazing experience you could ever experience. When I started going through these processes as well, I again was very angry. And what I did actually, I was willing to express my anger in a healthy and safe way. So things like writing a letter, but not sending it, just writing down the emotions. Singing a song that helps me release that anger, or going out in nature and screaming my lungs out at everything I'm angry at and just releasing it. So you're not direct, it's not about directing it at someone, you're just allowing yourself to express that emotion and feeling, and the magic that happens when you actually express and feel that anger is wow. So are you willing to express your anger?
Yes, I will do that.
Yeah. So I'm feeling a little bit of resistance. Who in your family was either angry or didn't allow you to be angry? Or
well, in both ways, both parents were always angry, and you were supposed to be seen and not heard. That's the way people were raised back when I was young, you know.
Yeah.
Seen and not heard. You weren't supposed to have any thoughts or feelings. You're supposed to be quiet.
Yeah. So God's giving you permission right now, and the universe and source are giving you, and the angels are giving you permission right now in this moment, and everyone on the call, to feel just how angry you feel. Are you willing to feel it?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can feel it coming up. So what I would think we might do right now is I'm going to help everyone express their anger. So right now, are you willing to scream with me?
I don't have much voice right now, but I'll try.
That's okay. Doesn't matter. Whatever you can muster up, I'm going to scream with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So are you willing to do this with me?
Sure. Yeah.
Ready? All right. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes! Take a deep breath in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's released a lot. How's that feeling?
A lot better.
Yeah, all right. I think we might do that one more time, okay? All right, everyone on the call, we're going to scream as loud as you want. Anything you want to say, say it. If you feel there's a word that you want to say, say it. Doesn't matter. Ready? One, two, three. Yes! Can you feel that magic now starting to, that God energy starting to flow through your body now and transforming all that anger back to love? Can you feel that now?
Yes, ma'am, I certainly can.
Yeah, so can you see now that by holding back your anger, by suppressing your anger, you're actually holding yourself back from love?
Well,
yeah,
it's certainly not very healthy either, I don't think.
No, that's right. It's not healthy to suppress your anger. It's also not healthy to direct your anger at somebody, but in like when you're by yourself or in nature or in a group like this, you know, just allow yourself that permission or give yourself permission to just express it and feel it and allow yourself to move through that anger, because the amount of energy it takes to suppress anger is exhausting. Like, how much more energy can you feel through your body after expressing that anger?
I do feel like some of the lower chakras have opened up somewhat.
Yes! Woohoo! Awesome! Oh, Bonnie, you are amazing. I'm so proud of you. And God, you know what? God is celebrating you right now. God is like cheering, going, yes, she felt her anger. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you so much for calling back this week, Bonnie. I'm so proud of you. And
well, I'm glad that memory came up, because I was so angry over the weekend. I'm like, why am I feeling like this? I just don't understand it, because it's just so not like me. So, yeah, I think I just figured out why.
Yeah. Well, it's all perfect, you know. We all have our own experiences of anger, and the great thing is whenever, I still go through my own bits of anger that come up even now, even though I've shifted quite a lot. And I get so excited when I get angry because I know I'm going to get even more love. So it's like a celebration of woohoo! Bring on the anger! Bring on the anger! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! going out and screaming out in nature is like the best thing ever. Like I did that, I still do it. It is so much fun, and you end up laughing your head off afterwards. I'm actually creating a package of how to express your anger, and which will be released hopefully in the next couple of weeks. So if you're interested, to go onto my Facebook page because that'll be posted there very soon. And yeah, it's totally worth listening to. Because yeah, it's all the processes that it took me a long time to actually express that anger. And yeah, so I'm so proud of you, Bonnie, for doing that. Oh, wow, I'm so proud of you. Like,
oh, thank you. Thank you so
anger
much.
Anger is one of the hardest energies to actually feel, and that is awesome. I'm so proud of you. Oh, just tap into the awareness right now and just hear and feel all the angels celebrating you right now. Can you feel that?
I do. I can feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when you're on this show, you know, you could do that kind of thing with everyone because it might help them.
Yeah, exactly. And I do it in my private sessions, and I'm hosting some group sessions too, which more times to express your anger and all those fearful whatever's going on, you know, because it gives you more energy. That's what I love about these things, you know. So exciting.
Well, I hope we didn't scare Jasper.
Oh, no, he's fine. He joined in too, so he's very excited. And he's been telling me that you've been connecting to him, and he's very thankful for you to connect to him, and that goes for everyone on the call. He's been telling me all the that so many beings of beautiful angels have connected to him, and yeah, so that's absolutely perfect and so beautiful. And when it comes to your spiritual animal and stuff, what they're telling me for you to do is to meditate on it. That you already know what it is, but that they're telling me that is more important for your spiritual growth for you to work it out for yourself.
Okay. That's sensible.
Okay.
We got to leave it there. Beautiful. We're out of time. Thanks, Bonnie, for your call. We appreciate
you're
you
welcome.
And love you. And Lauren,
thank you so
tell
much,
the
Bonnie.
Listeners, how best can people reach you? I know we have your contact information on the show page, but Facebook, or what would you say?
Yeah, either Facebook or emailing me. So if you want to book in for a private session, either Facebook me or with a private message, or email me at Lauren. lauren.butterflytransformation@gmail.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Determined Butterfly Transformation.
Okay, very good. We have that all listed on the show page. Thanks, Lauren, for another great show. You're fantastic.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you again, Bonnie, for calling up. I love you. I'm so proud of you. And the angels are celebrating you. Feel that celebration. I love you. Oh, and I love everyone that is listening. Thank you so much for listening again.
All right. That's fantastic. All right. We send you a lot of love, Lauren. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Everybody redial. This show is now going to end. Our next guest will be coming right up. Thank you for listening to this broadcast.